In a rare legal move, the state of Colorado sued the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, over its Uncompahgre Field Office Resource Management Plan on January 15. Chris Arend is a spokesperson with the Colorado Department of Natural Resources.
We take these decisions not lightly in filing suits. The federal government and our partners at the Bureau of Land Management really value those relationships, and so filing a suit like this is not something that we like to do. But unfortunately, we felt like that this decision really was not made properly, and the decisions made around the resource management plan didn't further the goals of Colorado in protecting our wildlife resources, our water resources, and didn't provide the proper balance with oil and gas development.
But the bigger issue for the state is with the former acting director of the agency, William Perry Pendley.
Our main claim was that he wasn't acting in his official capacity.
Pendley, an oil and gas attorney, was appointed by then Interior Secretary David Bernhardt in July 2019, but was never officially confirmed by the Senate, a legal requirement under the Appointments Clause of the Constitution. The state alleges that since Pendley was in his role illegally, any actions undertaken are moot. A Montana judge in October 2020 ruled that Pendley had overstayed his role as acting director, and that judge sent three resource management plans in Montana back to the agency. Pete Kolbenschlag is a Paonia-based organizer and the director of the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance, an agriculture advocacy group.
Certainly the other resources in the North Fork Valley are worth far more than fracked gas that they would pull out of the ground. There's just no comparison unless you happen to be a rich oil and gas executive that owns the leasing rights.
Kolbenschlag says that North Fork Valley agriculture and agritourism would be at risk with more oil and gas development on BLM lands, which surround the community.
Given that we live in the hottest climate change hotspot or warming hotspot in the country, I think we, and actually all of us, have a special obligation to do what we can to reduce greenhouse gas emissions here and elsewhere.
Natasha Leger is the director of Citizens for Healthy Communities, also based in Paonia. Leger is referring to a study by the Washington Post from last year that found areas of western Colorado and eastern Utah are warming at the fastest rates in the country. Citizens for Healthy Communities takes a zero-tolerance approach to leasing and is a plaintiff in one of two suits by conservation groups. They and others allege the BLM violated the National Environmental Policy Act by not using the most current science to evaluate the plan and by ignoring public comment. The BLM manages for multiple uses and multiple stakeholders, such as ranching and grazing, recreation, wildlife and water, and mineral extraction like coal or oil and gas. The agency manages 1 in every 10 acres of land in the country and oversees 30% of the nation's minerals. Jason Branigan is a spokesperson for the agency.
This plan is a balanced plan. You know, we struck that balance through multiple opportunities for public involvement and, you know, taking into account a diverse perspectives from diverse stakeholders.
The Uncompahgre Field Office manages lands in Gunnison, Delta, Montrose, Ouray, Mason, and San Miguel counties. Language on the BLM's webpage indicates that under the Trump administration's energy dominance platform, oil and gas development on BLM lands was given special attention. But the Biden administration this week revealed an executive order that aims to ban fossil fuel development on federal public lands altogether. How that will affect leasing in this plan, which was established under the previous administration and is currently tied up in the courts, remains unknown. For KBUT in Western Colorado, I'm Chad Rich.